Hello and welcome to PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike, and up until now, I played with two Pokemon on the field.
I'm Kevin, and I hope that I never see Ization again.
Yeah, that big dog really just came out of the mist holding a big rusted sword and was like, hey, I'm here forever.
You know what? I had a little bit of faith that the metagame wasn't stale up until now, but people really just waited until now to whip out their dog and whip out their Groudon Sun teams and do nothing else.
This was certainly the weekend to take your dog for a walk.
Oh boy, did they take they took their dog for a mile run. Yeah. They went the whole weekend. I gotta say I was definitely on the fence about whether or not Series 8 was enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And I think that I find it a lot less enjoyable now after seeing, you know, how stale it has become at that point, because it's like every team is Grimmsnarl, Groudon, Charizard, Venusaur, dog, Thunderous.
Like, and not the dog that you don't expect.
Yeah, it's always
the dog you think.
So it's like, I'm pretty sure I'm done with Series 8 for now. Like, mentally, I'm done with Series 8 for now, for sure. I'm actually looking forward to Series 9 at this point. There was no Zacian there. I forgot what I hated back in Series 7, but I'm sure I'll find it again.
Now we get to relearn it. That's fine.
Like, honestly, if my biggest problem is Incin, that's a miracle at this point.
Well, I mean, maybe that's what the whole going back to Series 7 thing is all about. Maybe it's, you know, all right, how about these legendaries? All right, now you see how toxic this is? Let's take all of that away and let's see. Do you like the old format better, where you hated it then? Or do you want to go back to that? Because we can go back to that. We can just keep flipping back and forth between Series 8 and 7 if that's what you want.
Here's the Pikachu that can use its voice. Will you use it?
You are so all up on this Sing Pikachu change.
Because I want to use it.
It's the only thing. It's the only
Gravity
thing
Sing
different.
Pikachu. Gravity Sing Pikachu's team is going to be my Liege Series 9 team.
I can imagine. I believe it. I believe it. So we'll talk more about the Players Cup 4, but we actually have some news this week. So let's get into that. First off, we have some bans from Smogon. In your singles news, Glacier and Entei are leaving NU for NUBL. Glacier, of course, the trash Pokemon of the single universe where nobody likes it. Basically, the alternate universe of the VGC Glacier. As well, Snow Warning is no longer allowed in NUBL. However, Aurora Veil and Arctisolt are both allowed back in. So big changes for NU this month. Weirdly, all revolving around Ice and Entei.
I have a complaint.
Uh-huh.
They removed Snow Warning, right?
Yes.
Then they allowed back in the two things that really need snow to be good.
Yep. It's a real monkey's paw situation. Have you heard of the monkey's paw?
I would love an explanation.
So wishing on the monkey's paw is like you wish for something, but it takes away like something really important to you. So like, oh man, I would do anything for like Monster Hunter Rise, like a physical copy of it. And they're like, all right, here you go, Monster Hunter Rise, but we take off an arm. It's like, well, now I can't play Monster Hunter Rise because I'm just playing with. Stop it.
There you go.
I don't have one of those. I had to download it because I wanted to play, but I didn't get it. Anyway, it's a big monkey's paw. You want Arctisolt back? You can have Arctisolt back. Let's take away Snow Warning. And then all the Arctisolt mains are like, no.
You want to use Aurora Veil? Psych! You can't! Use Hail first now.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We're not taking away Hail. We're just taking away everything convenient about Hail. But anyway, interesting time for NU, where you get a lot of things, but you're not using Ice. I would definitely not say that we'll see Ice in NU for the next little bit. At least not Hail and Arctisolt. Hopefully.
I agree.
Yeah. I want to save this next one, actually, so I'm not going to say this one yet. But Little Cup, Woobat is no longer allowed. I think that we
that's
used
the, that's Woobat. The format we need to play.
Yeah. I mean, let's all just play Little Cup.
I wonder how we can, like, say we want to make a Liege Little Cup one month.
You get four
would people. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Would people even be able to get their teams?
It would have to be Showdown only, Final Destination.
True.
Yeah, like people would have to,
and it's sad because that's the one metagame you can play on cartridge and get away with it.
Right just hatch your mons and give them vitamins as babies, like that's all you need.
No, I mean because the timer, you could actually finish really early.
Those matches go super quick. That's true. Wow, I've completely forgotten about the timer. Singles in cartridge is just so dead. Oh, it's so sad. That was my favorite thing to play. That was my favorite thing to play. Was singles matches.
Yeah, singles 3v3. No.
Virizion is no longer allowed in PU. So.
Oh boy.
With that guy.
Virizion. Spooky.
I mean, one of the weird Pokemon that you'd expect to see in PU. You would kind of think that, like, well,
the legendary shouldn't belong that long.
Mind you, it's now no longer allowed. It was too good for PU, so hey, it's got that going for it.
Fair. But it is now what's after PU? NU?
It's PUBL, then NU, yeah. Oh, no, yeah, ZU.
I forgot ZU existed.
No, you're absolutely right. I totally forgot about that. All right. So here's this one. Brace yourself, Kevin. I'm so sorry. OU is currently suspect testing Zamazenta.
Zacian Zubers, right?
Yes.
I hope so. Correct. I don't know. My opinion's a little bit skewed because Zamazenta was not the worst Pokemon on my team.
Right.
And I'm not sure if adding a Zacian would have helped me.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely wouldn't have hurt me.
Yeah, that was kind of the conclusion I came to as well. Like it wasn't bad, but the other one wasn't worse.
Yeah, it's like there were situations where I was going against a Dynamax Glacier. I was like, my Behemoth Bash should KO, right? Nope.
No.
Did not.
You know what you would have needed was a +1 to attack.
Yeah.
There were a couple times going up against, I think it was Urshifu's, where like my Thunderous was down and I was like, okay, I kind of wish that I just had a play rough right now. Would have been nice to have a fairy move on this team at all. We're going to go over this team, by the way, later in the episode today, but.
It's also annoying how in the 1v1, if it's Zamazenta versus Zacian has access to Sacred Sword,
yeah,
which removes the +1 defense that Zamazenta had to begin with, so it just loses the 1v1, and it has the super effective type advantage in that case too,
yeah,
because Zamazenta is weak to fighting.
Yeah, really quite sad about that.
They did Zamazenta dirty. They should have made that a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, sure. Why not? Steel dragon. Not?
Make Zamazenta a dragon.
I mean, if Zacian could be a fairy, why can't Zamazenta be a dragon? It looks like Magnemalo. Have you seen the two of them side by side?
I have not yet, no.
Here, I'll show you what Magnemalo is. It's conveniently on the cover that you do not have. Look at that. That's literally Zamazenta.
I can't see what that is at all.
Well, people know.
Lupus Rex calls it a legal cup.
Oh, just look at the
very good.
Your Switch. It should be the cover photo of the game in your home.
I can just look up what it is. A Magnemalo. Wow.
Yeah.
Conveniently, it is spelled exactly how I thought it would. Yeah. It's basically that. It's just it needs a bigger mane.
But yes.
It is essentially a Zamazenta. I mean, I think more so if it picked up a sword, that thing would be a Zacian.
Fair enough.
But anyway, I agree. That's that. Hey, in Pokemon news, Magikarp can be eaten by a Pidgeot or taken underwater by a Frillish.
That was some dark trailer, huh?
Yeah. it was kind of dark. I'm into this gritty reboot for Pokemon Snap, man.
Yeah, if they don't have a situation in Snap. Oh, I guess, yeah, we don't have to play VGC. We have Snap.
Aha.
Perfect. Can't wait for that episode. I really hope there's a comeback story for this Magikarp, because they clearly are emphasizing that Magikarp is bullied / murdered by every Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see, I don't know, Frillish taking it down to the depths, and then a Gyarados, just like a big light beam happen, and the Gyarados just eat it.
So that's usually Magikarp's redemption arc. Is like, yeah, you won't see it for a second, and then you'll see a big old Gyarados that's like, oh, be careful who you bully. But what I want to see the Frillish take the Magikarp down. I want to see, like, and your shot is above water. You just see like little flashes of light, or maybe just some like bubbles, and then you see like just the Frillish come up, and like it's just like passed out. That's it's just not it didn't win that fight. I just want to see a Magikarp win. And then it comes up and it like does a big old jump over the moon out of the water. It's like, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Magikarp. And then after it splashes down, then it can turn into a Gyarados, but a happy one.
A happy Gyarados. Didn't have to kill anything. Mm-hmm. Maybe Frillish just wants a hug. Maybe
I haven't thought of that.
Just wants a hug.
Maybe, yeah.
Talent.
Yeah.
Mm.
Pidgeot does not give good hugs.
No. That
People
seems painful.
Do not like Pidgeot hugs.
Ask Faulkner. Is that the flying? Yeah, yes. That's the flying guy. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I remember Gen 2.
You did it. Incredible. Was it Faulkner? Was that his name in Gen 2?
It is now.
Faulkner. Well,
it's going to be.
Wow. He's got such good SEO that if you just type in Faulkner into Google, his Bulbapedia entry will be the first thing that comes up.
If there's any other human on this planet named Faulkner.
Can I just say, this is why Pokemon is the most used IP in the world, or the biggest IP in the world, is because it's just created so many names that, like, if you slam your hands on the keyboard and you get enough vowels in there, you will probably have searched up a Pokemon name or a gym leader name or some other name that has not been used anywhere else.
That's a good way to get SEO. Just make up 900 plus words.
Right?
And have it all linked back to Pokemon.
I mean, that's kind of where Digimon went downhill, is that everything that you searched up, you had to add Mon at the end of that. And it's like,
too much work.
How many things am I searching up that has the word Mon at the end that isn't Digimon specific?
Lupus asked me, what city is it? That is Violet
City. That's right. That's his hometown.
I spent a lot of time in Gen 2, guys.
You don't forget your first.
Yeah, it's hard to. Yeah. Ask me what city Norman's in, and I couldn't be able to tell you.
I can't actually do that. I thought I could for a second.
Is it Petalburg? It's not Petalburg.
I tried looking it up, and Bulbapedia gave me an error 503. So
no one knows.
Nobody knows. Bulbapedia was like, I would rather die. So listen, Bulbapedia tells me that he lives in Little Root Town, which, I mean, yes. Facts, because that's where our house is. But yes, Petalburg is correct.
Wow.
Good job, Kevin.
Then what's I thought Petalburg was the cardboard, not cardboard. You know, that town in the middle of the ocean with just a bunch of like logs. Isn't that Petalburg?
No.
Something with a P, right?
Pacifilog? I think it was Pacifilog Town.
Got it. Yeah,
Pacifier Log Town. Yeah. Pacifidlog? Does it have a D in it? Oh, man.
You know, it's actually shaped like a pacifier.
Really?
No, but I'm sure someone looked it up.
It is Pacifidlog Town.
That has to be some bad Japanese translation, right? Because that makes no sense in English. Those letters should not be next to each other.
Kinagi Town. It's a town located in the seas south of... This is a Pokemon podcast, a Pokemon esports podcast, hosted by Mike and Kevin. Now we're back on track. No, never. In VGC news, how about this for getting back on track? Rose Tower VGC is back. Wow. Their last tournament was in August of 2020, I believe. They're back with another tournament. They just had that over the weekend. Had 62 participants in it.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Rose Tower was the really early ones, right?
Yes.
Right when Shields came out, they were having like 200 people tournaments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it came down to a top 16. The first round, there were a lot of buys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
62
8,
is an awkward
9,
number.
10, 11, 12. 12 buys. Oh, boy. meaning a lot of people got through that first round with no problem. Among people there, you could see Edu, of course, making it up to, I believe, top 8, something like that. The consistency man himself. However, top 2, it came down to Juan Garcia versus North, victor being Juan Garcia. So congratulations. Actually, I do have Juan's team. Oh, hello. There we go. Let's get that out of there. We have Juan's team here. He actually won with a Dragapult, Indeedee, Rotom Heat, Gastrodon, Zacian, and Grimmsnarl. Imagine that. That's all Kevin has to contribute now is just a quick breath. A quick...
What's sad, and I was thinking about, okay, I'm sorry, I'm taking their thunder. But going back to my Players Cup 4 experience, what was sad and what revelation I had that whole time, and I didn't tell anyone this, but I was doing, revelation. Yeah. when you go full New York, sometimes you just gotta... you just gotta make up words.
N-Y-O-R-K. New York. Go ahead.
I had a team that was in the process of, you know, getting made. And I eventually scrapped this team because I was like, I am trying too hard to counter Sun. I should try to, you know, counter more things.
Yeah.
This team would have destroyed every single team I faced. And I will tell you what was on it right now. Whimsicott, Urshifu Dark, Grimmsnarl, Thundurus, Incineroar, and Reshiram.
Reshiram.
All I needed was Reshiram. And I wouldn't have to worry about a single Zacian, a single Groudon, a single Charizard, a single Venusaur.
Wow.
I would have been fine.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that. Aw. We'll get into the support group in a bit. Let's talk about this though.
Give me out.
I like this team. Again, it has the Rotom Heat, which I underestimate all the time. I actively underestimate Rotom
it's
Heat.
Very good. Yeah.
I know. I believe it. I can't bring myself to use a Rotom properly. It just doesn't work for me. I don't know why.
I think it's also good because of where the meta is, right? Sun teams can't touch it. Groudon can't touch it. So I mean, I guess Garrox slide it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And same with Gastrodon. Like I know the things that Gastrodon does, but like whenever I use a Gastrodon, I just don't like, it doesn't work for me.
Gastrodon goes. That's it.
I mean, really good against the Kyogres of the world.
Also, very interesting. See, I don't know what that Dragapult set is, but it looks from what my
physical pult,
from what my Portuguese can translate from Italian, this looks like it's a physical pult because there is Fly and Max Phantasm,
right.
But there's also a fire move, so it has to have fire probably just for Ferrothorn or maybe even Cortana. That's interesting because they're even choice banded. Banda Focus means choice. Oh, no, Focus Band.
Focus Band, yeah. You can see the picture.
Or Focus Sash. Oh, that's
yeah,
a
focus
sash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Banda Focus. There's also Draco Fletchus, which is Dragon Darts. I apologize to all the Italians out there. Yeah, Dragon Darts is that move, which is good, which is cool. That's a standard Dragon Ball set, right?
See, now I'm... Is this Portuguese?
Escaldar.
They're all so similar.
Oh no, it has the look at the Ndidi. The thing over the N. What's that? What's that called? I'm sorry. I learned English and French.
The Enye. Oh, this is Spanish.
This is Spanish. Rico Flejas.
You could tell that we live in North America.
Because we're uneducated.
We only speak English.
I'm so sorry. Protección is cool. What's Mofa? Like this feels like a peach, but what's
Mofa?
Is that taunt?
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
Also, they said that Fuego Fatuo.
Yeah, it's taunt.
Could be Will-O-Wisp, but cool. Beats me.
All right. Well, this was the team that won. So if you want to go and use that for
it is Will-O-Wisp.
Yeah, for the rest of the month, there is your rental
thing.
Code.
I guess I could always try the restroom team now. Because I doubt the meta is changing.
Like this week. Yeah. Well, right. You can guarantee that the people who like on the ladder are going to be using the rental code of the like top five Zacian teams that were in the Players Cup. Speaking of Players Cup, we've got Players Cup 3 news. It's currently going on. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. We've got it's down to the top four where we're at right now. Between Jonathan Evans, Joseph Ugarte, Mike D'Angelo, and Alec Rubin. That's Ezreal, Joe UX9, Mike, and Namuko Pro. I'm looking to see how many Zacians are in there, and looks like only one. Ooh, so this one's going to be an interesting match. Yeah,
actually, they all have different restricteds, which is super interesting.
Kyogre, Zacian, not Colossal. Wow, I almost called that a restricted. Yveltal and Calyrex. And Zacian.
They got a lot of Incineroars.
Everyone's got an Incineroar, though, yeah. Not everyone.
Two Colossals, two Venusaurs. Exactly what you expect. Two Torkoals.
We've got to do an episode later this month as like a post-mortem on Series 8. Just like, what happened?
It was so fun until Players Cup 3. And
yeah,
you know what I think
Cup
it is?
3, though, right?
You know what I think it is this time around is this international challenge was also in consideration for being the qualifiers for the Japanese World Championships.
Yeah.
And they don't play around. They brought out the big guns.
Which is just a dog with a sword in its mouth.
They brought out the big swords.
Well, that is the news for today, but you know, also just a lot of esports talk. We're going to, I believe, what time are we at? Are we at enough time? Should we take a break? Yeah, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking Players Cup 4. We're going to be talking preview. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. So all that and more when we come back from the break in just a second. And we're back. Welcome back to PokerSports. It's good to see you all. Now, before the break, we were speaking about the Players' Cup, and after the break, we're going to continue to speak about the Players' Cup. Now, Kevin, tell me about your Players' Cup experience.
It was awful, Santa.
Yeah, I know, mine was too. Oh, Santa? That's what you have in your head as Santa's voice?
What did you want me to call you, Dumbledore? Like, what did you expect?
Merry Christmas, Kevin. Were you a good boy this year?
Yes, I didn't use Zacian in the Players Cup.
Oh, no. Did you use a good boy this year? Players Cup 4. Yeah, that was a time. That was a time. Okay, so let's break down what we did. This week we streamed a whole bunch on YouTube, youtube.com/pokesports, where both Kevin and I trained using the same team for the Players Cup 4. It is this team right over here, including a Zamazenta, Thundurus, Rillaboom, Urshifu, Colossal, and Indeedee. This team was supposedly the one that would bring us to the moon, as one would call it these days, as the kids are calling it, GMEAMC Bitcoin Doge, to the moon. It did not do that. It tried very hard. Zamazenta tries very hard. But anyway, we'll speak about our individual experiences. Kevin, after training through this, how are you feeling going into Players Cup 4?
I felt confident with this team.
Mm.
I had some technical difficulties when it came to getting some of these Pokemon. Specifically, my Thundurus was... I locked in a Thundurus that was not max attack. So that did end up biting me in the butt a lot during the whole tournament. There's just so many times that things I know should KO were left at 1 HP. And I was just like, it's my fault.
Yeah.
It's my fault. And, I gotta say, like, out of the whole team, I was most disappointed with Colossal Inertia.
You know, I agree with that.
I feel like at this point,
yeah,
there's two things people could do to stop Colossal. And everyone knows what those two things are. And I'm pretty sure they prepared for Colossal because they all watch PokeSports, and we told them to prepare for Colossal.
We did. We said, prepare for Colossal. We're going to use Colossal. And, oh boy, it underperformed real hard, that Colossal. A lot of
Thunderous didn't have attacky fees, and it still did better than Colossal in most cases.
Oh boy. Wow. I mean, the thing is with this team, at team preview, it was easy to look at a team that like knew what you were doing and like almost always would be able to predict, you'd be able to predict like their lead. But the problem is that the leads are so varied in what they can do that like sometimes you can get just completely shut down like right from the get-go. The match that ended my Players Cup experience, where I was just like, no, that's the horse that broke the camel's back, or that's the horse that broke the camel's back. The straw.
Why is the horse on the camel? Who put the horse on the camel?
Who's done this? The straw that broke the camel's back was sending out a Colossal Urshifu versus a Thundurus and Whimsicott. And as one might expect, it turned into a early first turn switcheroo, into an eject button, into a Aqua Jet on the Colossal, which triggered the weakness policy. No, didn't trigger the weakness policy. That was swapped, which triggered the steam engine, also triggered the eject button after I had Dynamaxed. So it gets sent on out of there. That happened. And I was like, I think I'm done with this.
I actually don't remember what caused me to stop, but I'm going back and watching it right now, and I'm getting very bad flashbacks. The Grimmsnarl would do this really cool thing where it paralyzed my Colossal every single turn.
Yes, that's so wonderful.
That was a rough one. Mm-hmm. And what makes it rougher is not only am I slower, but now I can't attack.
Yeah.
Because I get T-waved and parried and et cetera. Also, there was one battle where I'm like highly convinced my opponent was sniping me. So that really made me consider a stream delay. It was just like I would purposely try to make very dumb plays to get around certain things. And they would just predict it. And it happened like 5 turns in a row where they predicted my protect correctly. And I'm just like, this is getting a little sketch. somehow still won though. But yeah,
this is a team that I really enjoyed using, but I still won more than I lost. I'll say that I ended with like a 1560 rating, something like that. But oh boy, when it loses hard. You can pretty much see it after the first turn if you're going to win or if you're not going to win. Maybe after like, you know, a couple turns, you might be able to turn it around, bring it back. But no, it's hard.
Yeah, it's really difficult. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially if they get the early KO on the Colossal, because then you're just like, oh, okay.
Did you find yourself ever using Taunt on Thundurus?
Yeah, I stopped the Chansey from minimizing on me.
Oh.
I also stopped a couple of P2s.
Oh, you saw P2s in your thing. Okay. I most certainly did not. Here, yeah, that's fair. I will bring up this screen while I also bring up our qualifiers stats. Kevin obviously has way more stats than I do, as he played 15 games on day one, 15 games on day two, and 11 tracked on day three.
Yeah, I stopped early.
Okay, there you go. I guess you were like, yeah, no, this is done.
Yeah, I lost three in a row. I'm like, yeah, there's no point.
That's fair. So I have, 42 games worth of stuff here for you, and then I have 7 for me, as I only streamed 7 on my first day. Played a bunch on the second day and the third day, but didn't bother to stream those. In those games, we had 18 Incineroars, making 6.25% of the teams.
I'm not even mad at that, though. Like,
yeah, of the Pokemon, I should say, being an Incineroar.
Here's, okay, I'm going to go on a tangent real quick.
Do it, go
the
for
thing,
it.
The thing with Incineroar being high usage is that Incineroar is not winning the game on its own. So I don't care. Like, sure, go Intimidate spam. Incineroar can't win the game on its own. It supports the Pokemon that win the game. Incineroar doesn't win the game. But like, when you got a Pokemon like Zacian that can single-handedly sit there, be the last Pokemon in the field, and sweep a team of four, that's a problem.
Yeah. Now, I should mention before I continue that this stats list was put together by Lupus Rex. Thank you so much for doing this. We wouldn't be able to have this segment right now without you. Grimmsnarl and Zacian, both sitting at like close to 5% of the Pokemon brought at 14 uses in this game. Incineroar, Grimmsnarl, Zacian were absolutely no. I'm not even going to say that they were the MVPs. I'm going to say Incineroar, Grimmsnarl, Zacian, Landorus T, and Thundurus I. Those were all of the Pokemon that were seen way, way, way more often than any of the other ones.
You know what, guys? That's a team right there.
That is legit a team. Yeah. Then after that, you've got Kyogre and Whimsicott brought it 10 times versus us. Charizard and Venusaur brought it 9 times versus us. You're barely ever seeing one without the other. Calyrex S, Regieleki, and Rillaboom all at 8 uses. That's, I mean, it's interesting that we didn't see any outliers this time around for like the first, I want to say 20 or so entries. They're all Pokemon that you like kind of assume were there. Amoongus factor is really, really low right now because everyone knows exactly what to do. So that's only brought 5 times of the, you know, 50 whatever matches we have. I should actually do that math. So Kevin, you talk about these Pokemon here for a bit.
I think something worth mentioning is that every single one of these Pokemon are all Pokemon that are super high meta.
Yeah.
The one Pokemon I'm very interested to see is actually really high up on this list is Sableye. I didn't expect Sableye to be here at, you know,
oh yeah,
4 teams. That Sableye is currently tied with things like Yveltal, Thundurus Eye, Calyrex Ice. Like, I didn't expect to see a Sableye that many times, and I definitely didn't prepare for it, but there were so many situations to where, oh, I got a Colossal set up, but now I got the Sableye quashing me in the face. To the point where I had to resort to a Colossal in Didi lead, which is something I'd never even done in practice, and I didn't think I'd ever have to do in my life.
Huh.
But that was my only way around a Sableye.
Yeah. I mean, there were, okay, so there were 49 matches between the two of us, and Sableye was brought for just under 10% of them. So we've got four uses out of 49. That is quite a bit of Sableyes. To see that brought as much as like an Yveltal is strange. To see that brought as much as a Dragapult is strange. To see a Calyrex Ice brought less times than it is very strange. Cinderace is enjoying its last few weeks on the bench before it comes right back in Series 9, seen only three times. And same with Clefairy. Oh, man, we're about to see a big surge of Clefairies if anybody remembers Series 7.
Mm-hmm. I think that'd be a good episode to have maybe next week. A Series 7 recap. See what was good and like reminisce. Try to make sense of it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, these stats, you learn a lot from them, but there's nothing that sticks out here. It's like, this was the meta. People didn't use their brains. They wanted wins. They got wins. So respect. And I don't know if you noticed this, but my day one, you got some very funky teams day one. At least I did. I got some really weird teams.
It's the higher up you go. The higher up you go in the ratings, the more like three teams that you're going to see. I'm really interested to see what the top 16 of this one is going to be versus the top 16 of Players Cup 3.
That's a very good point.
Because like day one, you were seeing, again, day one, Amoongus factor, real high.
That is true.
Yeah. Of your matches, one fifth of them brought an Amoongus.
Dang. Wow.
20%. 20% of matches having an Amoongus in it. I am very big on the Amoongus factor. I will not let it drop.
It's a good Pokemon. And you hardly ever use it.
Nope. <Mm-mm>. Ladies and gentlemen, the Amoongus factor, to recap, is when a person or a meta is uncertain of where it wants to be, the Amoongus is there to kind of pick up the slack. So you just slap an Amoongus on your team, and it's got the redirect, it's got the put to sleep, it's got the poison, it's got the protect, it's got the regenerator. Like, it's got everything you need to kind of dance around a little bit, do that little dance, make sure that your Pokemon stay alive. All the other ones, don't really do anything while you just whittle them down. That's what the Amoongus factor is.
I'm not a fan of the Shroom.
Nope.
I like the Fly of the Shroom. Grim was so annoying, man. Yeah. It's so irritating if it gets one, if not both of the screens up. It forces fake out leads almost every single time. And if it protects, but it never has to protect. But if it protects or switches out, and you burn the fake out for no reason. There are just so many situations where my opponent would lead with a Grim.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, just knowing that I would be forced to lead with my fake out. And this is like the higher up you get these really good, like, next level team preview plays where they just like win at team preview. They would see I have one fake outer, which is the Rillaboom, right? So they can bring in their Grimmsnarl safely, knowing that I'm forced to fake out Grimmsnarl, and then beside Grimmsnarl bring something that can just delete my fake outer, and there's their free KO.
Yeah.
And so they would just like whip out the Calyrex Ice, whip out the Glacier, and then just instantly ruin my Rillaboom because it's just a free KO. There's nothing I can do to stop it. I fear the light screen and reflect more than I fear the Glacier because it's that annoying.
It's that much of a threat.
I need Brick.
You need Mr. Rhyme.
Oh yeah. If I only had Reshiram and Mr. Rhyme Core, I would have won the Players Cup.
Mm-hmm.
If only.
Yeah, and I mean, I, as much as I don't particularly like to look like so hard in retrospect, a big part of me wants to take like the most used team and just build a team that specifically is catered to destroy everything about that team. And then I just want to make a team that wins like not 100%, because you can't make a team that wins 100% versus another team, but one that wins like 70 to 80% against another team. Just like run permutations. I want to run statistics. I'm glad that Pokemon isn't like fully on the computer, because somebody would have made a bot by now that runs permutations against certain teams and certain EV spreads and can like spit out a team that is exactly the counter to what you're playing. Where did I go? What Maybe year one. Is this?
The weird phenomena I have when like ending the 5 hour stream of my Players Cup was like,
I can't believe you did 5 hours.
I can't believe I did either. The thing is, I don't even think fatigue was a factor in my games. It was just like getting hacked and then just seeing the same thing over and over. That's what fatigued me. It wasn't the time spent playing Pokemon.
Right.
Yeah, but like I have this weird conflict where it's like, okay, once I ended that stream, like I want to do nothing but just put Pokemon down. But at the same time, I was like, oh, I want to build a better team and destroy the ladder to prove something to myself.
Yeah.
I was like, I just played 5 hours with the Pokemon, and here I am wanting to build another team just so I can have some type of bragging, right?
Right.
Or just to like prove it to myself, like, hey, maybe you didn't waste 5 hours.
did you end up making that team, or you still is a work in progress?
Yes. No, I totally did.
Oh, wow.
I have it, and then I won 10 straight battles on Showdown. I'm like, okay, I feel better now.
Okay, well, do you want to spill the beans on that one next week, or do you want to do that right now?
I know, I can spoil it, because it's not even that good. Like, okay. It's not even that surprising. It's exactly what you expect it to be. It's Rotom Heat, Gastrodon, Thunderous, Grimmsnarl, Rillaboom, Zacian. That's how you win the game, guys. Just use Zacian and use a fire type, and you'll be okay.
Put a Grimmsnarl on the team. Four of those were from Juan's team from the very beginning, the Rose Tower one. I think Indeedee is Rillaboom and Dragapult is I've forgotten your sixth, but it's Rillaboom, Gastrodon, Rotom, Zacian, Grimmsnarl.
And
Thunderous. So remove the Dragapult, remove the Indeedee, put in Thunderous, put in a Rillaboom. That's the team. That's the meta. That's how easy this Series 8 is now, folks.
Difficult being original right now.
It's very difficult being original. I mean, listen, it's the team building aspect has gotten easier for people. It's the skill of actually playing it that differentiates the people who are good at this point. It's just like, since Pokemon is kind of known for its variety, it's kind of weird to be in this meta where there is so little of it.
So little, more like nothing at all.
Yeah.
I'm so negative. I'm sorry.
I don't want to be either, but there really is like 10 Pokemon that people used.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Do you think it would get better if they added another restricted? I think it would.
I think it would be different.
That's just more things to KOization with, and I'm totally down for that.
Yeah, I think there would be a like staple restriction, staple restricted, like one that would always be in there, which would probably be the Zacian, actually, now that I think about it. It'll be like Zacian plus another Pokemon.
But then you can use Groudon and Reshiram on the same team and be okay. Reshiram in the sun. That's true damage.
Reshiram in the sun. I have twice the one. Take a look.
Reshiram's a special.
It's in a book. Reshiram's good.
Base 150.
Mewtwo is not. Anyway, let's do our Mewtwo's great, folks. Let's go into our final segment of the day, which is preview review. That's the theme song. It's air horns.
Every single second of every single piece of that what you just heard is because of Mike.
Wow, look at you distancing yourself. Wow, very good. Okay, this one comes to us from Lupus Rex, is that 13th? Oh, I don't know how to do Roman numerals. I do. That is 13th. Lupus Rex sends this one in between Reed and Ale. Reed, I assume, is him. Lupus bringing the Tapu Fini, Thundurus, Zygarde.
That's, I know that
Lupus, Lupus loves. What did I say?
You said Thunder.
Man, I don't know Pokemon. Tapu Fini, Tornadus, Rotom-Moe, Indeedee, the female kind, Zygarde, and Cinderace. Against Ale, who is bringing the Lapras, Necrozma, Duskmane. Duskmane? Yeah, Duskmane. Moltres, Galarian Moltres, Whimsicott, Porygon 2, and Regieleki. The point of preview review is to look at what we have here and talk about what we would bring on both sides. What would Reed bring? What would Ale bring? That's the question we have today.
It's definitely a hard matchup for Reed, I think. I'm assuming since that's an adrenaline orb on the Torn, then that's a Defiant Tornadus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming the lefties on the Rotom-Moe means it's probably tankier than not tanky. I think for Ale's going to look at the restricted. They're going to be like, that's a Zygarde. And then they're going to look at the Dynamax option, which is a Cinderace, and be like, that's a Cinderace. So they're always going to lead Lapras. This is the opponent. The opponent's always going to lead Lapras. So what Reed should do is try to find a way around the Lapras. I think the best way is Rotom-Moe. Maybe even like Rotom-Moe and Didi lead with a Follow Me Nasty Plot. Set yourself up. Because Rotom-Moe can actually deal with a lot of these Pokemon. Deals with the Lapras, deals with the Moltres. Can do some neutral damage to P2. And probably do some... Could probably deal with the Regieleki. It walls Regieleki really well. As for the back two, this is where it gets a little complicated. Because you're going to want something for this Duskmane. So the Zygarde has to come, but it can't. He has to remove the Lapras first. And Zygarde can't go for a ground move until one, Necrozma Duskmane's Dynamax is over, and two, Resonance is gone from the Lapras. Yeah, I guess the last two would probably be Zygarde and Cinderace. That's what I would do. So I would go Rotom-Moe, Indeedee, Zygarde, Cinderace.
Rotom-Moe, Indeedee, Zygarde, and Cinderace.
So maybe not... even Zygarde, Finny, just to proc the Misty Seed, but that'd be the only other option.
Mm-hmm. And so you wouldn't be bringing the Finny or the Tornadus at all?
Probably not Torn, no. I don't see I don't really see the benefit of Torn. Torn gets ruined by Lapras and by the Regieleki.
Is that to say the Finny is kind of a toss-up then?
The Finny would only be there to proc the Misty Seed on the Zygarde and help the Zygarde set up some coils.
True.
Problem is no amount of coils is going to help Zygarde live a max resonance. So that's why I was just leaning towards Cinderace. That way you have something to hit the Duskmane with.
Fair. And we can see this in what actually happened. The actual was, again, from Lupus Rex, did bring the Finny, led with Finny and Zygarde. So it is the combo that you've gleaned from this is, you know, the Misty Seed popping with the Misty Terrain. And then in the back, he had brought Rotom and Cinderace. So you had it right with the three, with what actually happened. The Indeedee did not join. On the opponent's team, they had... Do you wanna tell me about what you think the opponents would lead with this?
They'll probably just do Lapras and... Either Lapras P2 or Lapras Aleki.
Okay. So the lead there, I'll go through the whole thing. The lead there was Necrozma P2.
Hello?
Yep.
Okay.
And then the back was Reggie and Moltres. Now, according to Lupus, this match went until 3 minutes to timer, and Lupus had ended up winning. Wow. And I think based on your explanation here, I think one of the big reasons that Ale did not win is because they did not bring that Lapras at all.
Yeah, they definitely should have.
Yeah.
Lepers are the only thing to break through the restricted, so they had to bring it.
Well,
if you look at the rest of the game, they literally can't touch a Zygarde at all.
I mean, it's interesting not bringing the Lapras against things like Rotom, against things like Tornadus, against things like Tapu Fini, against Zygarde, definitely Zygarde.
Cinderace even. Like
Cinderace, yeah. Like
I don't know. Lapras was wincon. I think Ale kind of...
May have dropped the ball there.
Yeah, I might have dropped that game a little bit. But, I mean, hey, if we're going to look at this match for what it was... The Zygarde lead was beneficial if the opponent did lead with Necrozma. Because that way Zygarde starts off the game with a +2 and then can now quake everything to oblivion.
That's true. That is true. And that is Preview Review. If you have a team preview that you would like to send to us, please send it to our email at pokesportspodcast@gmail.com or send it to me on Discord. I am always accepting these kind of messages on Discord. If you wouldn't mind, let me know what you led with, what you had in the back, what your opponent led with, what your opponent had in the back, and let me know if you won or not. That's just a fun little way to end off the segment, I think. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, going to be the end of today's episode of Pokesports. It was an episode. And we're not super salty. We're a little salty because we just came off of today, which was the last day of Players Cup 4.
We'll get over it.
We'll get over it. And next week, we'll be better. However, that being said, this week, I am not going to be playing VGC. Not my jam this week, not after what just happened. So I am, for the next week, probably for the rest of the month, playing with one Pokemon on the field. So I am back, folks, into the OU game. I'm going to be playing OU on, likely on stream. Might be doing a little bit of VGC on stream as well.
You gotta wear your shirt. Cash.
Yeah, of course I'm gonna wear the shirt.
You mean that shirt you can find at pokesports.org/merch?
That's the one. The very
nice shirt, the very comfortable one, the very one that you should be wearing right now.
Yeah. Sometimes it's in the wash.
No, I meant that you as in people listening, Mike.
Oh,
stop
I
being
see.
So self-centered.
I thought you were saying that there's a uniform.
You thought
here.
I was talking to you on this podcast that we do together.
Yeah, I thought that you were talking to me on this podcast where we talk to each other. anyway, you'll see all that on YouTube at youtube.com/pokesports. You can follow us on Twitter so that you can know when we're going live. We tweet out whenever we're doing that. We also tweet out some other fun stuff that's going on in the Pokemon community. That's at twitter.com/PokesportsPod or at PokesportsPod on Twitter. You can find us on Instagram at PokesportsPodcast. You can do all the good things that you can with podcast providers like rating and reviewing. That always helps out. As well as you can go and check out our Patreon, patreon.com/PokesportsPodcast. It's a virtual tipping and reward service where you can go and participate in the league, which is just starting up after this podcast is done and I set up the groups. So this month's is going to be fun. Next month's is going to be interesting. We're going to figure that one out later. Want to give a big patron shout out to Elijah Colton, Coral Papa. Welcome. Sheldon, Travis, Servo, Mark, Carlo, Corey, two Corys, Dreamweaver, Jack S, Ro, Ixon, Scotty D, Bark Dog, Arf Arf, Alex, Joseph, Kevin K, King Boo, Martine, Ahmed, Roan, Crispy, George, Greg, Lewis, Braden, Make a Totter, Pink Hat Boy, Ryan, Soen, Mod Pierre, and of course, Mod Tofu. Thank you, everybody, for making this whole thing possible. And thanks to M-Dash for every single second of every single piece of music you hear on this podcast. Kevin, you got any final words before we let him go?
Say goodbye to my hair.
Oh,
good night.
It's the last. It's the final hair strand. Do 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 do.
Yep.
Do 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 do.